All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into the world of General Smiths. We're going to be looking at a website that's dedicated to selling it online, and I gotta say, going through this site, I was really surprised by the sheer variety they've got, all these different flavors and varieties of General Smiths. So get ready to uncover some really fascinating details about General Smiths, its history, what makes it stand out in the world of smokeless tobacco.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting you say that because General Smiths actually has a really long history, going all the way back to 1866. That's when a Swedish entrepreneur named Johan Adolf Böhmen first created it.
Wow, 1866. That's a pretty impressive legacy. It sounds like this Böhmen guy was really serious about making the perfect snus.
Oh, absolutely. The website even mentions how he spent 4 years traveling, experimenting with different tobacco blends and flavors. Just imagine that level of dedication. He was really determined to make the highest quality snus possible. And it seems like his recipe really stood the test of time. That blend of young tobacco leaves, bergamot oil, and a hint of pepper.
Yeah, that's incredible 4 years just to perfect a recipe. Mm. I can almost taste it now. That unique blend of tobacco and bergamot. It definitely sounds a lot more sophisticated than just your average chewing tobacco.
Oh, for sure. And it's really fascinating to see how this one man's pursuit of quality has had such a lasting impact. I mean, the website even says that Böhmen's original General Snus recipe has inspired tons of other snus brands.
Oh, wow. So it's like a whole family tree of snus branching out from that original blend.
Exactly. Swedish Match, the company behind General Snus. They've taken that classic tobacco flavor and used it as a starting point for all sorts of brands like One, G.3, and XR. They've experimented with different tobacco types, added their own unique twists, but they all maintain that same commitment to high quality that Böhmen had.
Okay, so let's break this down a bit. We've got the traditional earthy flavors like Göteborg's Rapé and Etan, and then we've got those more modern options with hints of citrus, herbs, and even hay.
Exactly, and Swedish Match's journey itself is pretty remarkable, too. Did you know they actually started with a monopoly on tobacco in Sweden back in 1915?
Wow, a monopoly, huh? That's pretty wild. So from total market control to, what happened after that?
Well, things got interesting in 1967. Mm. That monopoly was dissolved. Then in 1992, their tobacco and light operations got merged under this new company called Procordia Group. And finally, in 1994, Swedish Match was formed as its own separate entity. But here's the real kicker. Today, over 65% of their sales come from smoke-free products, including snus.
Hold on. So they went from dominating the tobacco market to basically pushing for a smoke-free world. That's a pretty drastic change in direction.
Yeah.
I'm curious, does the website say anything about why they made that shift?
Well, it seems like they're really positioning themselves as a company committed to a future without cigarettes. The website talks a lot about their stringent hygiene and quality standards and their focus on harm reduction. So it's pretty clear they're trying to change how people view tobacco.
Yo, that's a bold move.
Yeah.
Especially given their history. All right, let's dive into the actual General Snus product lineup. The website mentions a ton of different options like original portion, white portion, and both of those come in large and mini sizes.
Oh, and don't forget about the extra strong portion. For those who want a higher nicotine strength, it seems like they're trying to cater to a wide range of preferences with all those different portions and nicotine levels.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and then there's the General McMyra. That one really caught my eye. What's the story behind that one?
Ah, the McMyra. That one's definitely unique. It's infused with McMyra, whiskey, dried fruits, and cedar oak.
Yeah.
Talk about a sophisticated flavor profile, right? It's like they're blending the worlds of fine spirits and smokeless tobacco.
I can see why that would appeal to certain snus enthusiasts. You know, I'm actually surprised by how popular General Snus seems to be in the U.S., considering it's not an American product. Does the website mention anything about that?
It does. It seems like Americans are drawn to a few key things about General Snus. For one, the higher nicotine content is a factor for some. And then there's that unique flavor profile. With the 22 different types of tobacco and the bergamot oil, it really sets it apart from other tobacco products.
Yeah, it makes sense that the higher nicotine strength would be appealing, especially considering the history of tobacco use in the U.S. And that distinctive flavor profile. I can see why people would be intrigued by that.
Oh, and there's one more thing. The FDA has actually classified General Snus as a modified risk tobacco product, or MRTP.
Wait, so what does that mean for consumers?
Well, it means that the FDA recognizes General Snus as being less harmful than traditional cigarettes. Now, it's important to remember, it doesn't mean it's risk-free, but it is a significant distinction.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal, especially for people who are looking for alternatives to smoking. So it sounds like General Snus has a lot going for it. Higher nicotine content, unique flavor, and a potentially less harmful classification. No wonder it's gaining popularity here in the U.S.
Exactly. It's a fascinating example of how a product can evolve and adapt to changing consumer preferences. But you know what really stands out to me is how all of this stems from Johann Adolf Bonin's original pursuit of quality.
That's a good point. It's amazing to think that one man's dedication to crafting the perfect snus back in the 1800s has led to all of this.
It really is, and it makes you wonder, how did Swedish Match go from being a tobacco monopoly to a company that's seemingly focused on a smoke-free future?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've definitely got a lot more to unpack here.
Oh, we do. Let's get deeper into why General Snus is so popular, especially in the US, and what it might mean for the future of smokeless tobacco. So we were talking about Swedish Match's transformation, going from a tobacco monopoly to a company that's seemingly all about a smoke-free future.
It is a pretty wild shift, and they seem to be doing it successfully, at least with General Snus. What I found interesting was how they emphasized that anyone can enjoy Snus. It's not just for a certain type of person.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that too. It wasn't like they were saying this is just for experienced users or a specific group.
Exactly. They're definitely going for a broader audience, from people who are totally new to Snus to those who've been using it for years.
Makes you wonder if that's part of their whole move away from traditional tobacco. Like they're trying to create a whole new image for snus.
Yeah, good point. Almost like they're reframing the whole idea of tobacco use. And they really emphasize those high standards of hygiene and consistent quality.
Right. Like they want to reassure people that snus, at least general snus, is a top-notch product held to the same standards as food production. They even describe the experience of placing the pouch under your lip for a slow release of flavor and nicotine.
It's interesting, they're almost trying to cultivate a sense of mindfulness around using snus. It's a far cry from the image of someone quickly puffing on a cigarette.
Definitely. And it feeds into the idea of snus as a less harmful alternative. And it seems to be working, at least based on General Snus's popularity here in the US.
It's amazing how they've captured a big chunk of the US market, even though it's not an American product. The website specifically mentioned that higher nicotine content is a draw for American consumers.
Yeah, that makes sense given the history of tobacco use here. Stronger products have always been more popular. But it's not just about the nicotine. Remember that unique flavor profile they have? That blend of 22 tobacco types and bergamot oil?
Yeah, it's like their signature. And we can't forget about the FDA's classification. General Snuff being labeled as a modified risk tobacco product, the MRTP designation.
Right. That's huge for people who are worried about the health risks. It's like official recognition that General Snus is less harmful than cigarettes. Adds to their credibility for sure.
So let's recap for our listeners. General Snus offers high quality, variety, and a potentially less risky experience, all while catering to different preferences. No wonder it's gaining traction. But what about the cultural implications? I mean, choosing snus over cigarettes, that's a pretty big choice. Especially in the U.S., where smoking has such a long and complicated history.
That's a really interesting point. You know, there's definitely a certain image associated with cigarettes, maybe even a certain lifestyle. But snus, especially a brand like General, with its emphasis on quality and sophistication, it seems to be challenging that perception.
Right. It's like they're offering an alternative not just to cigarettes, but to the whole culture around them. They even talk about how discreet using snus can be.
Yeah, it's definitely a different experience. And it's attracting a new generation of users, people who might not have even considered traditional tobacco. And it makes you wonder, what does this mean for the future of smokeless tobacco?
That's the big question. Will General Snus continue to be a leader in the smoke-free market? What about new trends and technologies? Could those disrupt the industry? I'm really curious to see what happens next.
Me too. But before we start speculating about the future, let's think about what this all means for our listeners.
You mean, what's the takeaway for someone who's hearing all of this for the first time?
Exactly. So if you're curious about tobacco, but maybe a little hesitant about the health risks of cigarettes, General Snus could be a good alternative. It has a rich history, a focus on quality, and a surprising amount of variety to choose from. But
As with any tobacco product, it's crucial to remember that snus has its own risks.
exactly. Do your research and consider how it could impact your health. Making an informed choice that aligns with your values is super important.
I think that's a great point to end on. But before we wrap up completely, let's take a moment to ponder a few final thoughts. What might the future hold for General Snus and the smokeless tobacco market as a whole? You know, it's really wild to think that it all started with One guy, Johann Adolf Bowman, way back in the 1800s, just looking for the perfect snus, and now look at it, a whole industry.
It really shows you the power of consumers and how views change. I mean, Swedish Match going from a monopoly to practically leading the charge for a smoke-free world, that's a massive shift.
Makes you wonder if they kind of saw the way things were going. Like, as people started learning about how bad smoking is, maybe they realized snus could be a good alternative.
Yeah, like they're trying to reinvent themselves and tobacco's image as a whole.
Exactly. They're all about quality, hygiene, and even making it seem sophisticated with those unique flavors. They're definitely not targeting the same crowd as the big cigarette companies.
And that FDA classification, that modified risk tobacco product label, that's huge. Gives them a lot of legitimacy when they say they're a less harmful option. Probably a big reason they're doing so well in the U.S.
Definitely adds a level of trust.
Yeah.
Especially for people who are worried about the health risks. And then there's the sheer variety they offer. It's like they've got something for everyone. Different strengths, sizes, flavors, even different formats like pouches and loose snus.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, hey, you can enjoy tobacco however you want. And with that focus on discreet use, it fits into modern life in a way that cigarettes just don't anymore.
It's really interesting to see how a product can change and adapt to stay relevant. But the big question is, what's next? Will this trend of smoke-free tobacco continue?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? You've got this growing demand for less harmful options, and then you've got all this new technology. Will we see totally new ways of consuming tobacco?
The possibilities are kind of mind-blowing. Maybe personalized snus experiences tailored to your exact preferences, or maybe some high-tech delivery system that reduces the risks even more. Who knows what the future holds?
It's exciting to think about.
One thing's for sure, though. General Snus's journey gives us a glimpse into how the world of tobacco is changing and what's driving those changes. It's a story about innovation, adaptation, and maybe even a little bit of rebellion against the old ways of doing things.
Yeah, it reminds us that change is going to happen, even in industries that seem traditional. Consumers are changing, technology is changing, and companies like Swedish Match are at the forefront of that change.
So for our listeners, the takeaway here is that the world of tobacco is changing, and alternatives like General Snus are leading the way. Whether you're curious, skeptical, or somewhere in between, it's a conversation worth paying attention to.
Couldn't agree more. And as with anything, especially when it comes to tobacco, it's important to stay informed, do your research, and make choices that are right for you and your health.
Well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of General Snus. We've explored its history, its impact on the market, and even thought about what the future might hold.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep into the things that make you curious.